The next patient is Mrs. Betty Plain. The last name is P-L-A-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of the CKD. She has been CKD stage 3B without evidence of significant proteinuria. The patient has several comorbidities that include arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, cardiorenal syndrome, atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, and hypercalcemia, hyperuricosuria. All those factors are playing a role in the CKD in this particular case. Period. Unfortunately, I don't have the urinalysis, and I don't have the protein creatinine ratio. We are going to request that for the next visit. Who's this? Number two, the patient has evidence of hypercalcemia that is most likely associated to hyperparathyroidism. We are going to reassess this hypercalcemia in the latest determination of the calcium that was done a couple of months ago. The calcium was 10.9. We are going to check the phosphorus and the PTH and based on that, we will consider the possibility of parathyroidectomy, period. The patient claims that she is taking Sensipar 30 milligrams on a daily basis. Following up her hyperuricemia, I don't have the report of the uric acid. It was 7.5 the last time that we checked it in the office. We are going to reevaluate this uric acid in the next office visit. This patient was in the hospital for a lengthy period of time and didn't have the opportunity to check the lab that we requested. Following number, hypomagnesemia. That we have to reevaluate. Hypomagnesemia leads to hypocalcemia. However, as mentioned before, this patient has elevation of the calcium. The latest magnesium was 1.9. Following number, coronary artery disease status post PCI times 6. She has atrial fibrillation. And is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Cook, COOK. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today she says that she is in pain because of the pain in the lower extremities, and for that reason the blood pressure is high usually. And when she has been in the office with for evaluation, the blood pressure is around 130 over 80. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, empty cella syndrome. The patient has not seen the endocrinologist. Following number, hyperkalemia that is under control. The potassium is 4.6 in the last determination 2 months ago. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has lost significant amount of weight, 20 pounds. We'll reevaluate in 3 months with laboratory workup. we spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.